So now we are going to initiate discussions on chapter number 5, which is improving recruitment process through the use of technology. Some of the highlights that we are going to look at over here are the use of technology to improve and enhance the recruitment practices. We're also going to look at the workings of the ATS or the applicant tracking software. We will thereby also look at the parsing software, which is something very useful in the hands of skilled recruiters and prevents a lot of time wastage. We will also look at the cloud computing environment and how it plays a critical role in enhancing the recruitment processes. So technology is creating new possibilities for supporting the organization in a more efficient manner. Now, of course, recruitment is one of the areas of organizational functioning. There are multiple places or junctures where technology is currently helping us. Especially, it has helped us overcome the troubled times of the pandemic. Employees today are accustomed to using web self-service and mobile and social technologies in much of their lives. So it's needless to say, the numerous and the wide gamut of uses that each one of us has for these emerging technologies. Of course, recruitment is no different. Thus, recruiters can take advantage of this familiarity to reach candidates in a more comprehensive and a profound or a robust fashion. E-recruitment is in vogue today. It has become very popular and successful, and it is also a topic of discussion. So it is the use of technology to assist the recruitment process, correct? So E is nothing but electronic. So it is electronic in nature. So the recruiters advertise job vacancies through the World Wide Web or the internet, and the job seekers send their applications or resumes via email using the internet. So the technology today is becoming multifaceted. By multifaceted, we simply mean it has got multiple levels, different faces to it. Okay, and it can be hard to know how to proceed, especially when it comes to developing strategies for using technology in recruitment. So for those of you who find this confusing or chaotic, this chapter is going to be of a great benefit. So online recruitment helps the organizations to automate the recruitment process, save the times and costs on recruitments. Radically changing technology makes it easier for recruiters to have a truly integrated systems and have more comprehensive view of the workforce. So, technology today has basically, it has moved into every segment and every domain of the industry, and it has reduced the cumbersome use of files by automating these, by making them into a virtual format. Thus, e-recruitment should be incorporated into the overall recruitment strategy of the organization in order to make it more robust. So over here we have this particular image of a recruiter and the best ways to use technology for recruitment. So technology should be consistent, it should play a key role, it should be uniform in the hiring practices. This consistency may play out right from the beginning. So when a recruitment or a requisition system is generated, a form is given to the recruitment professionals or external agencies, beginning from that very process, technology has a part to play. The next is, technology can also be used for administering of online assessments. Those are the tests and questionnaires. Like in the previous chapter, we have seen the use of virtual machines which can be used, some specific software that can be used. Automated communication using software is also very important. So where there are automatic mails that are sent, So some communication element, some software element, the mails are sent. So that is also one important element. Use of social media. So, you know, posting on social media, creating advertisements on social media is also what is very important. And finally, certain user-friendly software. So now this user-friendly software is from the perspective majorly of the recruiters, which we will be seeing on a later basis. So can information be converted into a certain format that can be simpler for the recruiters to understand? So this concept known as parsing will also be discussed in the coming slides. Now let's look at the role of information technology in recruitment. So as we come to know, electronic recruitment or internet-based recruitment or online recruitment was one of the first technological developments in the field that has attracted increased attention from both researchers and practitioners, okay, as well as the recruitment professionals who man the recruitment activities and functions of any organization. Now, in this context, a very early development, people who follow recruitment for the past two decades might recall and recognize is the development of the job boards and the job sites. Famous ones like Monster, Naukri, Shine, Indeed. So these were some of the early developments that supported, okay, or that were supported by technology, the technological advancements. And they were, you know, instrumental in offering employers the opportunity to advertise their job openings online to a wide audience. And these were the first applications in a wide array of online recruitment practices and are still heavily used. So this is a pretty popular mechanism which is supported by the existing technology, and they have been there for several years now doing an excellent job. So technology has enabled company career sites to become a very effective tool in attracting and maintaining the candidate's interest, supporting extensively the employer branding initiatives and policies that any organization might undertake. For example, let us say a company has registered itself and paid a substantial amount or has invested in the likes of a Monster or a Naukri or an Indeed. Now what happens? These particular sites host the company's needs dynamically. They may change, the needs may keep changing, and thus it will be attracting a numerous amount of candidates. Companies today also include facts like video testimonials of current employees describing what it means to work for this organization, or recruiters explaining the hiring process to interested candidates. So companies today also perform the role of marketing organizations, where they market their organization in the best light. Now let's look at some of the important factors which we had just enlisted and mentioned briefly in the image that was presented a few slides before. So first is consistent technology, where I had provided some insights. We will complete that list or set of insights here. So if not used properly, technology can prove more costly to the organizations using it for hiring. Sometimes the recruitment professionals may not be trained completely to use the full extent of the software. So it's important to do certain research, certain homework before choosing a specific recruitment software. Now, is this particular software going to help you with all your requirements, or are there some functions which may never be used but you're paying for them? So it's critical to use software that can work consistently, giving desired results. Now, students, when we are referring to software, we will have some specific software applications related to recruitment, which will be discussed in the upcoming slides in this chapter. The second is that of online tests and questionnaires. So proficient and profound recruiters have a habit of using this part of technology to create tests that are relevant to the job opening and attach it along with the job application on the online portals. I've already given certain examples while we had the brief discussion in the image slide. The third is automated communication using software. Now, communication is something which is quintessential in the hiring process. Now, as we come to understand, hiring includes recruitment, generating a pool, then creating funnels and filters, using the selection process, being more specific by administering interviews and tests, eventually making offers and induction and training. So at every stage of the hiring process, it's vital for recruiters to communicate with the talent or the aspirants. Now, this is easier said than done, and it's a cumbersome process. So what needs to be done is there should be some automation through the software applications where commonly, you know, asked questions could be answered. The aspirants could be given information and updates about any changes in the processes and so on. They could be also told about the next round of interview and the timelines that would happen here. So they would play out. So this is made simpler. It is automated using certain, you know, class of software applications which can be purchased by the organization. The next, of course, is use of social media, which has been discussed extensively. Nevertheless, just let's have a quick discussion done. Suppose the job, okay, posting your job on all the portals as well as social media sites like Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, WhatsApp. You might also have Instagram, you might have Twitter. So over here, you might get or you might capture professionals who are relatively younger, who are more active on these sites. So you might, benefit from getting some very talented youngsters from these social media platforms. The next is the user-friendly software, which we have seen as a part of the image, the point five. So the recruitment software used by the recruiters should be easy to use and understand. So the goal here is to simplify the hiring process by use of technology, and it can be achieved only if the recruiter is able to use the technology that is available or is able to put the technology to full use. Now for this, what needs to be done is the software itself needs to be simple. If it is complex and if people see it as, you know, an unnecessary redundancy, they will stay away. So a lot of insight or deliberation needs to go while choosing the software. Now, people should consider the end users or the recruitment professionals who are going to benefit from the automation and user friendliness. So such software applications should be purchased which are easy to use and have broad-based range of applications to make the lives of the recruiters simpler than before. Now let's look at the types of software applications that are currently used in the field of recruitment. So recruitment related software applications, as we know, can save an enormous amount of time and a great deal of administrative hassle. So today, what are popular are three major categories or types of recruitment software packages. The main type of software is the all-in-one software package, and this tends to integrate or incorporate the following two types in one: the front office candidate, client and vacancy software, and also the back office payroll and invoicing software. So there's a front and a back end which tend to integrate into one main type of software. So the main component of the software is, of course, what lies in the back end, that's the database. This tends to store, now majority of us are fully aware of what is a database. So it is a software application which tends to store information. In our case, it stores information pertinent to the business. So it's like the details of our candidates, the details of vacancies, the details of the sources and so on. So there are fields in the database which need to be well organized and relevant to the particular business so that you can make the most of the information that you hold and the categories in it that is useful for you. So there are a lot of software applications which are available in the market. Some of them are available through mid-sized organizations. Some reputed organizations like Oracle, SAP also tend have their own applications. So the use of software can enable the user to sign in and store a candidate's profile as well as resumes and other relevant documents that might be useful to the recruitment process. So as you have come to understand, we don't store information in files anymore, in the physical paper files. That would probably take up a room or two. So that file has been converted into an electronic file. And of course, it's not a very simple mechanism, but we use, something which is complex where entire information of the candidates is stored at the back end. Further applications of this system can include, helping you send electronic mails and SMS messages to people in the database. So rather than using your own phone to do it, this is also a feature or a function available with many of the contemporary applications. And this, it can help you contact multiple candidates with a minimal effort. So you don't need to manually do this for every candidate. It's been replicated and automated in this particular, in the suite of softwares that you might want to purchase or you might already be availing of. So another, specific software is the applicant tracking system, or ATS in short. Now there are various vendors who today, they propose or they sell ATS software applications, and ATS can reduce the duration of screening processes. So we have discussed in detail about the screening process. So the screening process can be with the use of machine learning and artificial intelligence. The time can be reduced. You can set parameters, and rather than doing it manually, you can avail of the software. Providing of effective resume storage is another functionality or a feature here. Parsing of resumes. Now I have already in a brief fashion explained the process of parsing. It's nothing but filtering information and converting it into a certain format which the recruiters in one view can recognize and take a decision or a call. And of course, keyword search for very large number of applications. So if it's like, if you have received 100 applications and you want to run keyword which is present in their curriculum vitae or the resume, you cannot just open the applications one at a time. It will take a long time. You might just want to use a search like a Google, a mechanism available in the application, and it will actually pull up those resumes which have a close match or have those keywords in those resumes. They can also offer additional opportunities of combining the information the candidates provide themselves with the information publicly available from them on social media. See the level of articulation that some of these software applications do possess, yeah? So you can do a validation. So if the candidate is exaggerating their capabilities, their skills, this can be validated on a real-time basis. So, this is a basic tool in the hands of a recruitment professional, the ATS, which was discussed earlier in the earlier slide as well. It enables organizations to electronically handle the recruitment needs. recruitment software applications to give you an insight. They vary in functionality and features depending upon the needs of the organization. So many of these particular applications, they provide you with a price, and they also give you a sort of a list, a menu of the features, correct? So as I had mentioned, some of the current one include large organizations like Oracle, SAP, and some small organizations like Bamboo HR, Soho, and others as well, which you might find on the easily available on the internet. They will give you the exact package, the number of features, and the price points as well. So these application tracking software applications, or ATS in short, provide the benefit that actually takes some of the administration duties away from the recruiters. Of course, because of the automation, of course, because of their ability to articulate in a better fashion the information, so that the recruiters can focus on their niche areas of expertise, which is hiring and managing the right people. So probably they might spend more time in interviewing some of the niche positions in a more effective fashion. They might administer and interpret tests in a better manner, and so on. So some smaller firms use email and or spreadsheets to manage this as well. But most companies today use a dedicated ATS for recruitment specific needs. So some of the organizations that I have worked for, consulted, they tend to use dedicated ATS applications. So in large enterprises, a recruitment software may be offered as one of the numerous modules of a complex human resource suite or human resource information system. So as we have understood from discussions on this subject, so we also have a subject on human resource information systems, and we get to know that one of the key modules that can be a part of such a system is an applicant tracking system or a software. So thus it can be offered as a specific module from this suite. So in recent years, the ATS is expanding into small and medium enterprises as well. So what was once a part of legacy organizations, large enterprises, MNCs, is now being also seen beneficial by the smaller sized organizations or the medium sized enterprises. Now, with the advent of the cloud computing technology, I'm sure many of you are aware. So cloud computing is nothing but a term given to the abstraction that happens at the server side, with giving you the client access. So many of us have used cloud. To give you a very simple example before we proceed, the Google login that happens, the Gmail, the login that happens once you are prompted to log in, if you're logged out, or you log in from a different laptop, or a public place, an internet cafe, and you log in into your system, you enter your credentials and your password, and it logs you into your Gmail account, is a classical example of a cloud. So what you're doing is you're using a lightweight client interface, okay, and the actual or inner working, the actual complexity is hidden or abstracted at a server location which Google invests in, or is invested by Gmail, part of Google. So similarly here, you can avail of something known as software as a service offering, or SaaS, part of the cloud computing. So they can give you a small package, a customized package, where you can avail some part of their software application through the use of cloud computing. With SaaS, companies can now pay for recruitment software on a pay as you go. So the number of times you log in, or the number of logins that you have, the functions. So it's a sort of a plug and a play system, which prevents any wastage that can happen. So this has been instrumental in increasing the penetration of ATS in smaller companies. So in the early 2000s, the penetration or the amount of software applications used pertaining to ATS in smaller companies was less. But with the innovation happening today, with the help of cloud computing and SaaS, this penetration has increased relatively. The benefits of using an applicant tracking software provider is also to facilitate the smooth integration of a business's HR function into a new recruitment software system. So if you notice, many of the functions that were done manually or in a disparate fashion have now been integrated properly, and they come under us, you know, a kind of one umbrella. So a good recruitment software consulting firm will assess the unique needs of a business, learn the core focus of the business, and design a system that will be effective and cost efficient. Recruitment software thus should be designed to work around the business, not the other way around. So full cognizance of this fact should be taken by the stakeholders of the organization, and they should be diligent enough to purchase the right software application, which is neither too simple, neither too cumbersome, so that their end users, the recruiters, will benefit fully out of such a software. The best firms, therefore, will design and they will articulate the entire strategy that will be rolled out over time, taking into consideration the natural resistance of human beings to rapid change. So this is what is important. So people who find a software too complex will aggressively oppose the change. So it's important to seamlessly integrate any new type of software application that there is a lesser resistance to change from the professionals who will be the end users. Thus, a good software recruitment consultant, okay, will assess the current state of the business and will implement a system that allows each person in the business to get on with what they do the best, so they can focus on their niche abilities or core abilities, and they can outsource to the software certain things which need automation or are pretty redundant and common. Thus, a good ATS provider will provide the entire package from installation and implementation to training and ongoing management of data and information. Recruitment software thus allows a business to find out exactly what their employees are thinking, what their core needs are, and how they respond to certain types of human resource management. We continue with our topic of the application tracking software and certain essentials that are required to run it efficiently. Thus, changes based on information gathered through using a recruitment software system will then be used to drive the business growth and to develop better sales practices. Applicant tracking software is thus the technological answer to human resources and staffing in the contemporary or current century, that is the 21st century. It allows for more effective and better targeted HR functions within a business. Thus, the primary job of recruitment software is centralizing all the information about a company's recruitment efforts, as mentioned earlier, in something known as a database. Application tracking or applicant tracking systems are designed to add structure to the processing of resumes and applicant information so that there is a seamless flow. For example, let's say in the last month, I as a recruiter had, you know, saved about 40 files, and these were some walk-ins, and I only had a need for about 5 from them. I chose 5. This month, there is a recurrence of a requirement. I need 3 more. So rather than, you know, shooting mails to my external recruitments or looking inwards, I would just need to access those other 35 resumes. And if I feel fit, I can do a recruitment on the basis of those existing, details lying in my database. So applicant data is either collected from internal applications, through the front end located on the website or is extracted from applicants on job boards. So these can be integrated. The ATS is integrated with the website, with the various job boards, and data can be extracted efficiently. Now let's look at some of the important features that can be a part of any modern applicant tracking systems. So the recruiting software and the online application are customized to match the unique applicant management needs and permit recruiters to easily catalog and search applications instantly. So today the mantra or the keyword is customization. It should be able to give you whatever relevant need is of your end users. Another key functionality should be the ability to permit or allow applicants to share the job opening easily through social media and business networking sites. The next one should be the automated use of job posting directly to the website, free job sites, and paid job boards. So there is, you know, a tight integration amongst the software application that we do have and the various other recruitment avenues. It should also possess the ability to advertise open positions to applicants automatically at their request. A few other features and functions include advanced job search capabilities for applicants and tracking applicants and data with ease. Also, the ability to possess the ability to review job-specific screening questions to better qualify applicants. So of course, this is a challenge that has been there, you know, since all the yesteryears, and this can be solved by the use of effective and efficient ATS. Also, robust email communication, which we have discussed earlier, and standard and ad hoc reporting links to provide the information needed on demand. So this is an exhaustive list, I may say. You might want to pause this video as of this moment in time and do a sort of a search to find out more features of the applicant tracking system. Or if you already have an applicant tracking system you're working on, you might want to check if these features are available with you and what other features are available that you do commonly use. Now, having extensively covered details related to the ATS, let's move to the next type of software application. This is known as the resume parsing software and is a specific software application which is helping and is beneficial to the recruitment professionals. Now, what is a resume parsing? So it's also firstly called as CV parsing, resume extraction, or CV extraction. So this is nothing but, you know, conversion of free form resume. So free form resume is what is given in a Word file, a PDF, into structured information. So tabular information, numeric information, information in a category or a filter. So this structured information is actually suitable for certain processing needs. One of them is storage. So this can be stored in the backend, as we have seen in a database, in the form of fields, parameters, tables, so that a trend can be generated, a pattern can be recognized. For reporting, so you can create a report, you can create a dashboard that can be sent. For example, let's say a manpower requisition form has been raised by the SCM department. They want 5 professionals for a new SCM process at a location in Kolkata. And you are the recruiter who is working on this project. Now, after having completed the recruitment, you also would like to generate a report as, you know, how much time did it take? What is the range that was offered and so on? So this reporting can also be completed by the software as an advanced feature. And of course, manipulation. So you might want to check for a trend or a pattern. So parser is a computer program that tries to analyze the sequence and extract from the basic elements of an application form or probably a resume. As mentioned earlier, the resumes are in usually a Microsoft Word format or a PDF, okay? But this is not too useful for processing of information. It takes a lot of time, it is non-automated. So resume parsing provides the automation in this particular process. So parsing software applications automatically capture all the data in a CV or a social media profile. The data is thereupon extracted, as mentioned earlier, within a few seconds and entered in the appropriate fields. Search criteria can also be assigned automatically with these software applications. All this takes place in your own recruitment system or job portal, and parsing software applications make manual data entry a thing of the past. So a lot of time that was spent in doing data entry has now been replaced by these automated parsing software applications. In this, the two key measurements you should look for, of course, are the coverage and the accuracy. So, you know, if you are selecting a parser software, this is what you should ideally be looking at. So, the two important factors that were mentioned in the previous slide, coverage and accuracy, will be discussed in further detail here. So, what is coverage? So, coverage describes what a parser actually tries to extract. So you can look at it as the various factors or parameters that are required. So all parsers try to extract contact information for the candidates, and most extract skills, work-related history, and qualifications. Some of the specialized ones also have the ability to extract the references, the hobbies, the candidate summary, the desired salary, desired location, the candidate's nationality, the status of their visa, and various other fields. So if your organization, like when I was working for the IT organizations, the organizations required a wide array of information, which included the nationality, the visa status, because people had to be relocated, people had to travel for work once inducted into the system, and so on. So you might want to check for these parsers with additional or advanced functionalities. In your case, if your nature of the jobs or the persons whom you're recruiting are of that particular type of nature. The next factor is that of accuracy. Now, of course, let's go back a bit and consider what is a parser all about. It is extracting information from one format, the MS Word or the PDF format, and putting it into a specific format which can facilitate automation, right? So if that parsed information or converted information is not accurate, it will be meaningless for the end user, the recruitment professional. So the parser needs to be accurate. So this is a quality or attribute which describes how good a parser is at identifying information from a resume. So accuracy measures how often a parser is actually right. For example, let's suppose the parsing is happening, and if you see, if you compare, so 98% of the information is correct. So it has got that sort of an accuracy. Again, here there's another example. For example, a precision of 95% on identifying names means that the parser correctly extracts the name of the candidate in 95% of all the converted or the incoming resumes. Thank you.